Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, good evening. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. If you play your cards right, we'll get through this session right here just fine. That was one way, and that's how we want to do everything for the rest of our life. One way. Too much diversity, too much choices. Y'all got too much Google on your brain. So I'm going to leave you alone with that because look like y'all have picked up some fool's gold. But I'm going to let Joe Sample and Liz right tell you how it works.
When it comes to the subject of loneliness, look it up, you'll see. There's a picture of me. That's ancient history now, completely. Now when it comes to the subject of happiness and the man to see, then my advice in summary, look for a soulmate, someone whose love will go the distance. Stop collecting only temporary heart. Just find a soulmate and then let go of your resistance. You live happy ever after from the start.
Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
I think we're not freezing up. Yeah, good evening. We're back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Holika. We're over here doing something over here, getting this thing off our chest, because people say they're into Valentine's and all that type of stuff. And I was never into that stuff. I was into, I got you, we're going to do what we do forever and ever, but I guess that's not what the case is these days. Waiting for this machine to go ahead and load up again, because that's what it is. These machines are machines, and it's the best you could do. Peace, family.
You already know who it is.
Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Raw. Yes,
I'm in on the check, on a quick check-in before my battery on the phone died. I'm going to get a quick check-in. I'm going to go plug it up, and then I'm going to call back. I got a request to call Fastlane. Fastlane.
Who that's by?
Tony Smith.
Huh? Hold on.
That's the woman that sung Jamaica Funk. That's what it is.
Yeah. So is that her name, Tony Smith?
Yeah, Tony
Smith. Because I'm on Don Blackman page right now, so I was doing
and
I'll be looking.
Donald Blackman produced it.
I know, but I'm on his page right now. You know how the machine be like, you're moving too fast for me. So I'm going to give you what I got while I look up Tony Smith, all right?
No doubt.
Can it work for you? That can work for you, because the only thing you got to do, what happened to this thing? See, that's what happened when we be on the machine like this. We be chatting, we be doing what we do on the machine. Say, nah, y'all be having too much fun up here putting this music on and making people hear this music. You know what I'm saying? So now the board decided that it's going to just blank
freeze
all the
up.
Way out. So, huh?
It froze up on you?
No. Yeah, but it's all right, though. You know why? Because that's what we're here doing, bro. We're here
it's
to make it
radio,
all right.
It's live radio, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah,
live radio.
That's why it's...
And things happen. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Things happen. You know?
Oh, it's all good, but... Now the machine acting like it froze all the way up. What's the matter with y'all today? They just must, but they were, how you doing down there in Florida, man? Is it really like they say it is? Lizards, iguana falling off the trees and all that stuff? Is it, tell me
it
yes,
is. Yes, it
over.
The iguanas are running on my roof every day. I can hear their footprints on the top of my roof scattering around. And then they jump into the trees, and I'm right next to a lake. So, you know, they right here. I go out there with a loaf of bread and feed the ducks and the iguanas and just listen to the tranquil sounds of the fountain in the lake. They have a fountain in the lake that runs all night long. So the tranquility and the peace is nice. You know, I got the windows open with the fresh air. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful night. The sun is shining. I mean, the moon is shining. And I'm just listening to the listening room, you know what I'm saying? Doing what I got to do till tomorrow when we coming on here with, you know, you see what's going down with cocaine and Kool Rox T. We're going to be having a good time tomorrow. And then, I'm going to be looking into coming on back. Everybody, the brother and sister experience, trying to come back that Thursday after Valentine's Day. So, you know, look out. I'm going to start putting the flyers back up. And, you know, get a priest to help me situate my business and get it back in there. And I'm going to see you guys on that Thursday, right after Valentine's Day. We got to get it in.
Well,
I got to get back on the beat.
I'm over here messing with this machine. And this machine is acting like it just want to be hard. It's like, don't move. Don't you move. There we go.
Gotta refresh. That's it.
Listening room DC. We in the background having some difficulties with our machinery and stuff. But anyway, we're going to do what we do, and that's what we're going to do. You know what it is? This is what it is, man. Check this out. This is exactly what it is.
Yeah. Smoking knock all that flushes.
Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my fan. Oh, I won't worry. Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, you ain't gonna be so very old.
Check it out.
Well, I'm worried about my cash, cause I need to get my stash. And I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh,
I can't worry.
Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh,
I can't worry.
Introducing the
restroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Well, this is the Listening Room, D.C. I'm your host, Bree Salica. Seems like when I get into talking and running my mouth, I always have a glitch in my machine. So that's like when someone said to a certain basketball player, just shut up and dribble. I kind of feel like that's what people are trying to tell me, just shut up and play the music. And I'm like, hold on now, I like to talk sometimes. Let me say one or two nice words and don't act like I can't say a word. You know what I'm saying? That's like mean on the other side of a thing. But guess what? I'm going to go ahead and play some music directly because it's just so good and so right to hanging out with you guys, man. I don't care what nobody say. That's what it is. They got to take it the way it is. Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Be got so much love to give, and I wanna give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms, and just exactly like I thought it would be, me loving you and you loving. Your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby.
Maybe time will tell. Maybe time won't lie. Maybe time won't notice as it just keeps passing by. I know something about.
Keep on fishing, what you think you're missing, gon' miss out on me. Don't
to Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's Mr. Alice Pignon. They told me to shut up and dribble, so I gave you some music where all the rappers could get on it. You could get 5 minutes into that, and you ain't even got to loop it no more. I heard the other day that Bob James and the brother Slick Rick, they doing a collab. They going to bust out with this new music shortly. You better stay tuned, because a lot of the old hip-hop dudes, rap artists and all that, they getting with the old jazz heads and they coming up with this new type of music. And hey, we just got to take over right now because we don't like what none of y'all doing. Y'all hate the leaders. Get out. You're getting the broom and dust fast. Sweep, sweep, sweep. You're gone. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let Mr. Greg Reporter tell you how we're dealing with it. Check it out now.
I do not agree, this is not for me, no, musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is not for me, I won't let it be, no, musical genocide. Give me a blues song, tell the world what's wrong, and the gospel singer giving those messages of love. Woe in the soul, man, with your heart in the palm of his hand, singing his stories of love and pain. Oh, I do not agree. I do not agree, this is not for me, no, musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is not for me, I won't let it be, no, musical genocide. Give me a blues song, tell the world what's wrong, and what about the gospel singer, heavenly messages of love and woe, the soul man, with your heart in his hand, singing his stories of love and pain, whoa, I do not agree. I do not agree, I do not agree, no, for me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, people. Come on.
Stick to the script, but there's more to the book somehow. Yelling out the corner just a waste of time. They could never know the truth in that frame of mind. Come spark the track we don't give. God bless your grit, bring it on now. Cause you know there's much more to the script. Try to lift your spirits to the very tip. And
life is worth much more to me than you could maybe ever see. Life is worth much more to me than you could ever.
The other day, I was afraid of being hypnotized
by so many people whose dreams won't begin to be realized. But I came to know the lessons they were told wasn't really so. But they kept telling me, do all the things we do and give it just a good life. But much more to me than you could. Maybe never ever cease to lie. Yes, worth much more to me than you could. Maybe never ever see. Been crippled to pieces, so dig what that freak and don't come with that hit no more. I'm down for the cause, I've been taking a pause, relive for the time we're given. Baby, can't you hear the drum? I've been sitting here calm. It speaks of a life that's worth living. Life is worth much more to me than you.
Television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us. A long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know. They said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, we back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Sometime I be having feelings. I tried to buy some, but hey, they ain't for sale often. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really got no feelings out here for sale and whatnot. But anyway, I'm going to get on what I was doing because tomorrow night on the original Dirty Basement, I heard there's a lot of fireworks going on and some illicit this and that, and maybe it ain't the illicit thing, maybe it's just the artist itself, that's what they call the artist, but I don't know, maybe I'll get the program director to chime in at some point, and at some time, to let us know what it is that's going on tomorrow night. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Well, in the meantime, oh, did I see the right thing? I must have said the right thing. Peace.
Yeah, peace, bro. You just talked me up. You just talked me up.
All right. That's what it is, bro. That's what it is. So how you doing?
Everything is everything, man. I'm just running around the back, you know, checking out the show while I'm taking care of some business at the same time. I see you, you know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing tonight. You got the vibe going.
Oh, I put on Teddy for him tonight, bro. You know what it is. It's getting close to Valentine's Day. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, normally when you play some Teddy, there's like a purpose in mind, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to add to the crew?
Of course, but what do you mean? I'm not a monk. I told this old dude that today, man. Oh, man, he was like, he was in a wheelchair, so he was like, man, I see you every day with your children and everything, man. Is that the last one? I said, man, when did I tell you I'm a monk? Did you forget? that we were captured and brought here, and all the behavior that y'all picked up, not me, all the behavior y'all picked up is the one y'all picked up. I picked up the one that I'm going to pick up, and I'm going to be here 2,000 years from now having the same conversation. I don't know what you did and how you did it, but if you can't say that, you ain't going to be here, bro. Sorry to tell you, that's all right. How I go. Do your best, though, because like I said to the old man, I made my child that's three, I made her at 56. So ain't nobody got no excuse. Ain't got no excuse. Go vegan. Go vegan. Get the right girl and do the right thing. And,
All right. Well, you know what I'm saying? In today's environment, you know what I'm saying, finding that right person isn't as easy as it used to be, you know, and it was always hard. All right? It was always hard.
Take the prenup, man. Get somebody who look like you, man. What are you talking about? This is about DNA. This ain't about no money or none of this shit. If your DNA is behind makeup and all that stuff, that's not your DNA. That's your outer appearance. Your DNA is what make me gonna do what I'm gonna do. If you ain't got the right DNA, keep it kicking, man. Stop acting like they all high value. You ain't no high value. Your DNA suck. But anyway, I'm gonna stop. Let me be quiet. I was just on my mode. But you made me say something I didn't want to say.
See, that's okay. That's okay, bro. You can blame it on me. It's all right.
Prenup.
It's all right. I take it. Prenup. How about no nup? How about no nup?
Prenup. You can take all the money.
How about
I don't
no
care
nup?
Nothing about that. Yeah, that was
well, that's
you.
You
keep all the money.
See it?
Give me my children.
All right. I think it's time for a disclaimer. All right, the views expressed by Priest Attica, all right, are not those of the proprietor or of Dirty Basement Multimedia. The opinions expressed are entirely of his own.
You ain't getting none of their money, man. They ain't giving up no money. But see, I gave up the money to get to the children, man. I ain't care about the money, man. I care about it now that I got the children because that was a maneuver. You make a maneuver to get a maneuver. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So now I'm back on the money thing. So since I got all these children, when I say to a person, my contract starts at $300,000, they can't even question it. You can look at my crew and understand where I'm not even having a laugh with you. But I'm laughing with you if that's what you want to do. If you want to do that, I was checking out your post today, right, and I was checking out the artist's name, right? So when I check out the artist's name, I guarantee you 10,000 people are going to show up for that tomorrow night at 5. I guarantee.
All right. Well, we definitely looking forward to, you know, everybody coming through, everybody's involvement. You know, we have a couple of special guests coming through in the building, East Coast, West Coast connection. We have from the West Coast, the legendary Cocaine will be in the building, all right, one of the, if not the most featured artist in the history of music, not just hip-hop, but music, period. He's been featured on more big records than you will ever understand. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, he's been on Busta Rhymes, I mean, so many, and, you know, of course, and then, you know, his own records. And also in the building, all right, from the East Coast is the legendary but seldom seen Kool Rock Ski. All right, will be in the building from the legendary Fat Boys. He'll be in the building. They actually have a song that they released recently together, you know, a collaboration. This is crazy. You know, you probably heard it already on Dirty Basement Radio, a song called Hush. But they'll be in the building, scheduled to be in the building tomorrow. There's a lot of hip-hop history right there, so definitely tune in.
Had my mouth water, man. I don't know if I want to get a Cavassier or a bigger bag of herb. I don't know. How that supposed to work out?
I don't know. I guess, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to choose, you know, because actually, you know, Cavassier is actually my drink of choice. So, you know,
no,
you got
to I'm invited to the party.
Yeah, that's it. All you got to do is bring a bottle with you.
That's it. That's how we did it back in the day when I did drink. You just bought a bottle, even if you didn't drink. You bought a bottle, and you was in like flame,
bro. That's it. Just buy a bottle, put it on the table. Buy a bottle and put it on the table and keep it moving.
That was it. Well, guess what, man? I'm going to go ahead and get back into this music, man, because I was feeling the vibe today. And I was talking to some old people. And it was like, and we're really proud of you. I say, for what? They say, because making like, well, forgot that we made 13, 14, 15 children We come from 12 children, 11 children. We didn't come from this single parent, nothing. We didn't come from that. So now people threw that on us and said, this is what y'all got to work with. We have to tell the people, no, we don't want to work with that no more. So now I've seen some of these independent artists out here with 8 baby mamas and all. No, that's some bull, man. Get you one woman and do the same thing. See if you got some technique with that. You know what I'm saying? With that one right there. And, of course, get the prenup. Do that for sure. I'm out on that note. Any words?
Man, Priest laying down the law, huh? So you laying down the law tonight.
Hey, bro.
All right, you better get back to some music before you get in trouble.
Hey, okay. Yeah, man, listen, I had to get in trouble earlier because I started going to my little rant. But it was too early in the broadcast, so they said, yo, we're just going to cause you and all that. So I said, let me play some music, calm down. But I wanted to let them know, like, you know what? I got something for it first, sir. Here you go. I'm gone. Check it out.
Baby, you can't hide from love, oh no. We're so caught up in the news these days. What is happening with my people? What's our leaders got to say? Who really cares for us? Well, in only God I trust for redemption. Heavenly Father, you created us equal, not to play this equal again and again. Evil will never win, though it's here today. With many rounds of thunder from automatic weapons. Well, bullets are straining, blood is staining, innocent guilty is provoking war. All is poison, shotgun blast. Instead of making effort to unite us, you point the weapons and you get the tears. American fear. Still I don't matter. Why you ain't shotgun blast? Then it's like the two respect, betray, trust. You are the weapon. Just hope that you're clear. Black lives, brown lives, red, yellow, white. You cherish the fear, horror and danger. Y'all got here with our immigrants. My ancestors didn't request the shift of atmosphere. Though you didn't capture us, you benefit from blood that was spilled here. People who with native had covered for millenniums. They were called savages, everything but Americans. Brother, there's a color we all share together. Going through the fighting and the tears of humanity, crimson red. Always pointing shotgun back. Instead of making effort to unite us, you point the weapon and you get the tears, the wild and fear. But all lives matter. Why you ain't shotgun blast? Did expect us to respect, betray, trust. You are the weapon. I just hope that you're clear. Not destruction. Black lives.
Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Go round and I'm gonna bite you, snap your plate. I take the head wide open. Begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wish, now he's a dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. For running on my white, you can snatch the plate. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. For running on my white, you can snatch the plate. When the sun is up, it's up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside. Locks off the cage with the... You've been lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drop, and another, going through you, hit your... We did it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head and remember that I'm blessed. With the curse and the curse worse, time goes by. Can't see straight, I'm so high. Why ask why when you know when it's your time to go, you go. Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs touch it, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.